UDX, checking access. WAUDX, just checking access. WAUDX, just checking access.
Pretty good, a little bit of static in the background, but I am receiving you. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Okay, got you there. I'm transmitting on South A-E-S-F-A-G, so it's KSL radio, going South A, over.
Copy that, very cool. What was your call sign again?
It is Tico Foxtrot 8, with number 8, Foxtrot Juliet Tango, over.
Very cool, yep. Well, you're hitting the repeater. There is a bit of bacon frying, but you're perfectly readable. Yeah, I mean, if you had more power, you'd probably get full quieting. But for the most part, you're coming in quite well.
Well, that's good. If you don't mind me asking, what radio are you transmitting on, and how much power are you outputting from the computer? And also, what kind of antenna are you feeding over?
So I'm using a Motorola ATX-8000 to transmit. However, it's just going to my node here in my office, and that's connected via All-Star straight to the repeater. So if I'm coming in good, it's because I'm cheating. Also, my battery's not going to last too much longer, so I never threw this thing on that charger last night.
Gotcha there. If you don't mind me asking, aren't the ATX, the Motorola ATX-8000, aren't those like thousands of dollars? Because I've seen them like everywhere, and they look like they're thousands of dollars everywhere, and I don't even know where to get them, to be honest. Where did you get yours from, if you don't mind me asking? Over.
So they are thousands of dollars. They are not cheap radios. I got mine from a guy in Florida, can't think of his name, Tony, a guy named Tony, but I still paid thousands of dollars for it, and I would suggest probably just trying to get a used, good condition, you know, ATX from, like, online somewhere, you know, but yeah, they're not cheap.
You know, if you know, why do they make them, like, so expensive? Because I've seen, like, similar radios. Like, I have a similar radio that looks like the ATX-8000. It's really not. It's called the, Falcon E32. And it's, like, they're, like, $80 for, two of them, brand new on, Amazon. And honestly, they don't work pretty, so, is it just the name? Like, what makes the Motorola so expensive? I'm just curious. Is it the name? Is it the name or something like that? Or is it, like, the way it works or something? I'm just not sure. That's why I'm asking you. I've always wondered this. I was thinking about this for like 2 years now, so yeah, over.
Yeah, so it's not just a name. They are business-grade radios, you know. They're duty-rated, you know, so you can drop it, you know, from like 6 feet up. You can go swimming with it. You can stay underwater for, I think it's like 30 minutes at 10 meters, or maybe it's 10 minutes at 10 meters. It's something like that, but long story short, it can go underwater for a good amount of time and fairly deep. It's kind of also, I think, like a lot of boofwings or whatever they're called, they're kind of like a software-defined type of radio, whereas the APXs actually use, like, you know, the normal hardware that's a little bit, and I could be misspeaking here, but it's my understanding is that the build inside the Motorola's is more robust, and you know, I know that it's more robust, but it's from, I think there's different methods of building a radio. One is kind of software defined, and the other one is like hardware defined. And I think the APXs and Motorola's in general tend to go to the hardware route, that produces a more, you know, robust radio and with a longer duty cycle, and you know, it should last 15 years, whereas you know, a UV32, which I have played with, you know, they're not gonna withstand being out in the rain and all that. So.
Gotcha there. I've seen, like, a lot of people, I've seen the Motorola ATX 8000, even the 6000, 7000, I've seen them, like, everywhere. Like, I'm pretty sure the cops use them. Most of the cops nowadays use them. I know they run on the 7800 megahertz frequencies because that's what the cops use. My friend has this radio scanner, you know? And on the scanner, like, you can pick up like any kind of police, like talking through their own computers and stuff like that. It's like a little, it's basically a police scanner. It didn't have a fancy button on it, but it looks a lot like a walkie-talkie. It had a keypad too, just like a mouse. But it was Uniden, and it was like a police scanner. It had the 7800 megahertz frequencies in it, and it would scan through the frequencies and find like cops talking on it, but. From what I've seen, I've watched a lot of, like, YouTube videos, and it's like most cops nowadays, you know, use the Motorola ATX 6000s and 8000s, even, like, Fire do, but I'm pretty sure it's a popular radio, and that's why I think why a lot of people, especially cops and firefighters, from what you're saying, it sounds like a really good radio, and a lot of people use it inside. It's just easy.
Yeah, so one of the main reasons people like the APX 8000s, especially public safety groups, is their capability to do trunking and how robust that system is. And so if you just get a APX 6000, you won't be able to put in, you know, cop channels, as you put it, and hear, you know, chatter. You actually have to, you know, configure the trunking system onto the APX in order to hear anything, and that's not an easy feat, and you know, that's something that really only the technicians can do, and the APX is. They use P25 too, which is, you know, probably the key mode there that public safety really likes is P25 is, you know, it's one of the clearest modes on a handheld radio that you can ask for, or, you know, any radio, mobile or otherwise. But, yeah, APXs are very nice radios. And then the T25 that goes along with it is, it's, you know, cream of the crop as far as audio quality and all that goes. When if you and I were talking on P25, you know, you have a little bit of static, digital, and the error correction would fix all that. You'd be coming in crystal clear, and it would sound like we were in the same room together. And, so it's pretty cool. That's what the ATX is.
Gotcha there. Yeah, it sounds like a really fuzzy radio to have and even do well. I see why you have it now, but it's cheap. Yeah, there are some things out there that are expensive, but that T25 technology you were talking about, how it, when you're transmitting, if you get a little bit of static and then it corrects it, and it sounds just as clear, like we're in the same house together, like, that's honestly really cool. I've never seen a radio that would be able to do anything like that. I've seen decodes, the first ever walkie-talkies I've ever had was when I was younger, and they were just regular SRS radios. They were Motorola little walkie-talkies. They had all the Motorola sounds. That was my favorite thing about them, like all the tones and sounds that it made, like all the Motorola sounds. Were mostly my favorite thing I knew about it. I really like the music tones, or I played the CDs, but to me I like other music tones that I had. But they were cool. I used to play around with when I was in a fast version, when I was 8, now I'm 16. I have some license, and I am transmitting on these frequencies, which is honestly really cool. So, alright, back to you, over.
Yeah, for some reason the Motorola noises, you know, the tones, the push-to-talk tones and all of that, have a big following. And I've seen other people with non-Motorola radios put in the tones so that when they push to talk, it sounds like a Motorola, and it's actually kind of cool. It's kind of neat that you can kind of custom make your tones in a lot of these other radios and mimic a Motorola. But yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people just, you know, geek out about the ATXs and the Motorolas in general, and so everybody kind of tries to do their best to bring one to the table. And then as far as like the error correction goes, it's not just P25 that does it. It's really any digital mode, Fusion, DMR, P25, and then likely others. But you'll have to get into the digital modes one of these days. I don't know if you've ever looked at the W8CMN.org. It might be .net website. But it has the whole statewide system on there, so you can get on DMR and listen in to the statewide emergency nets and all kinds of cool stuff. DMR is a lot of fun, and if you've got a UV32, then you should think about getting a DM32 and maybe getting on DMR. I think you'd really like it over there.
Well, that was some pretty good information you gave me. I'll have to definitely look into that. So it's called the DM30. I think I've seen it before when I was looking on Amazon, but I got the UV32 for the ham radio stuff. It was mainly my uncle John, you know, asked me if I wanted something. I was like, I'm going to try to use UV32 maybe. So he got those for me for Christmas, and when I started I really like it, because the one I had before, like, my first ham radio I got was a really cheap one off of Amazon. It was by the same brand, Dolphin. It was called the EV5R. It had regular display. It wasn't color display at all. Like, at least battery levels just like this one. And had all the... And the battery life on it, I mean, I guess it was okay, but like some chances, like right now, having longer transitions, like I'm talking, it's like when I talk anywhere from like 30 seconds to a minute on that radio, I would only get like maybe 1 hour of talking before the battery would die. But then after the UV5R, I went to the, I went to this radio right here I'm talking on, which is the Valsense US Pro radio. I was off Amazon too. I've had this radio for about 6 months now, really like it. And then after that, I basically got a few packs of the UV32 for just to get my own song. And honestly, I really like the hobby. It's really fun talking on here. And I think it's really good for everybody to enjoy. But yeah, over.
Yeah, it's a great hobby, a lot of fun. This is K-E-A-W-U-O. Haven't ID'd in a minute, but, yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know if you're in the area. I didn't put in the call sign you had, but we have a nice little public safety group over here in Macomb County. I don't know. How close are you to Macomb County?
I'm actually in Macomb County. I'm located in a city called Fraser, Michigan. But, yeah, you were talking about that. But I do want to let you know, right at the very end of your transmission, I didn't hear no static, but it was kind of weird. It sounded like your voice started echoing for a bit, and then it went out at the very end of your transmission. Almost like it was your voice was in and out. I didn't hear no static, but it sounded like your voice was in and out for quite a minute. But, yeah, over.
I think I heard you coming in, but I don't hear your voice at all. Has these strange nuances like that might happen. Hopefully you're not hearing that anymore. What I was getting at is, have you heard of Macomb County ARPSC? We have, since you're right there in Fraser, I'm in Warren, so I'm just a little way away from you. We could probably just about talk on the 10-plex, but yeah, I don't know, it's a really cool little public safety group that everybody can kind of volunteer, and we you know, do things like work at the Woodward Dream Cruise, and most of the stuff we're going to do is going to be in Macomb County, with the exception of the Dream Cruise, but every Thursday we have a net at 7:00 p.m. And highly suggest you try to get your call sign in and check into the net. You could check out the group. It's a pretty sweet little gig we have, and it's a lot of fun. We actually learn a lot. It's kind of like, I look at it as like a free training. You know, you can go there and learn about WinLink. You can learn about all these DMR, you know. We have code plugs for all your radios, so if you did get a DM32, we can get you fixed up with a code plug to get you on DMR as painlessly as possible. I don't know. It's a really cool group to just kind of take part in, and there's a lot of good resources in there, a lot of smart people, a lot of good talent, and we're always looking for people, so. I don't know. You might have already invited or are already a member, for all I know.
Gotcha there. What's funny is I was just listening to you that on Thursday. I was in the net, and two nice guys invited me when we were talking on there right before the net was about to start. Two nice guys invited me because I've only had my license for about a week and a half now, so two nice guys invited me to the net, and I think their names were Don, and I forget the other one, but they invited me to the net last night, I don't know, Thursday night, and I was in there. We were talking on there, and it was honestly pretty cool how I got here. The producers were going to they said over the third of the month they have a in-person meeting. I forget where it's at, but they said they have an in-person meeting on the third week of the month, and they because I believe on that Thursday they were asking a question if you have like any other power source for your computer or anything like that for extended assignment. And I'm pretty sure that was the question they asked without commercial power, though, without having any commercial power to plug into, like backup power or anything like that for an extended assignment. I was hearing that on Thursday. I don't know if you were in Thursday's net, but I was in there, but my call sign is KSAFKH. I was talking on there on Thursday. But yeah, over.
Okay, I actually should have known that. I have you KFASJH. Your name is Ben, and it looks like you got your ticket in December. So that is awesome. I will be running next week's net for the Macomb ARPSC. So yeah, I was also on that net and heard Tom ask the question for that week, so very cool. And but yeah, if you check in next week, you'll be checking in with me, so that'll be fun. But I do highly suggest you come out. It's a really cool group. There's a lot of really nice guys. It's got a lot of like energy right now. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and we're kind of growing into everything, and we've got a lot of momentum rolling, and it's rolling in the right direction, so we can definitely use all the help we can get, and it'd be great to see you at the next in-person meeting on the third Thursday of the month. As you're very astute, you have all the details dialed down, so very, very good. We can definitely use a guy like you.
I mean, I might be pretty young. I'm only 16, so I might be pretty young, and there's probably not a lot of people anywhere near my age. I mean, it's okay. I love learning about this stuff. That's the reason why I got into it. Because I was very interested in this radio. I love talking on radio. I just enjoy it. And I kind of, sometimes like this. It does some of the stuff with my time. Like, I'm just sitting here with nothing to do on the weekends. I'd love to be sitting here in my chair just talking to people on the radio. It actually makes time go by a little quicker, and it's a fun hobby that you could, play around. You could play around with stuff, try different computers, I mean, it's all about, that's pretty much what the hobby is mostly about, just trying new things, trying different computers, talking to people, and just really enjoying the hobby. But, yeah, honestly, I really like it. If you don't mind me asking, what's the location that you guys meet up in person for the net? I just want to know, what studio it is, or if I can mark it down on my phone real quick and have it in there so I don't know where to go.
So let's see. We're at the Macomb Intermediate School, the MISD building. Let me get the address for you. It's on Garfield and in Clinton Township. So I think the address is 44001 Garfield, and that's in Clinton Township, Michigan. Let me confirm real quick by pulling it up on the map. I don't know if I trust these search results, but I know where it is.
Just to let you know, I think I found it right here. It's 44001 Garfield Road. It looks like a pretty big building, but it's right off Garfield, right across from the Midwest Center for, it looks like a surgery center, but right by, it's basically right by Parker Street.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the right building. So you found it. And we do go in the doors on the south side of the building. There's a little parking lot there. You'll kind of pass a bunch of school buses. And then there's like a big parking lot where everybody parks. And then we walk into that side door on the south side. And then we roll in from there. But if you do show up and you want some like guidance on getting in type of thing, you know, you can just throw out your call sign on the radio and say, hey, you know, I'm at the MISD building and kind of want to know where to go, and we'll guide you in. But I think you'll probably get it. Just look for all the cars with antennas, and then you know, kind of stay tuned for. You know what room number we're in, but we'll find a way to get you in there. Also, if you join, you can go on the W8MAC website, and it's w8mac.org, and you can sign up. And then once you get signed up, we can get you on the Discord, and then you can just ask us questions there on the Discord too. So. Whatever works for you, but it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of cool things that this group will teach you how to do. This next meeting, we're going to make tape measure Yagis to help us with direction finding. So that's pretty exciting. You know, so that's a cool thing that we're doing. And then we do things like Winlink training, where you can send emails from using your, you know, radio and computer, and you don't need an internet connection. It all goes out to the radio. So there's lots of cool stuff we can do.
Well, that's really nice, and sounds like a lot of fun too, because honestly, I kind of want to get like more interested into this, because I haven't heard a lot of this echoing thing or All-Star, because I know a lot of people like to get out of their ears and sound perfectly clear, you know, because they're... Because they're like you said, they're seeing and they're using some sort of satellite. That's something I would want to get more into, because, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun getting on there, and imagine with the echoing and All-Star Array, you could hit some receivers mostly all over the world and stuff like that, all just using radio, no like cellular, Wi-Fi, or anything like that, so... That's my favorite thing about the hobby, is that you don't need Wi-Fi, cell service, or any other connection just for like all of us to stay connected with each other. And it's honestly really fun. But like you said, how we're gonna go there and learn stuff. But you have to, because I remember they were asking a question if I had a computer, you know, if I had any backup power source for my computer. So does that mean like I have to, like, will they let you know if you have to bring anything to the meeting on those nights? And I'm pretty sure it starts on 7, just like the net does on the radio, correct? Over.
Yeah, that's correct. The meeting starts at 7. We like to get there, you know, 6:30. Just so you can kind of get in, get signed in, meet everybody. But the meeting kind of starts at 7, so getting there a half hour early, 15 minutes early, 10 minutes early is fine. And then, yeah, you don't need to have a computer or anything like that. It's just, you know, a lot of the members, when they deploy, you know, really all you need is your radio and maybe your phone, and we'll take care of the rest. But for those of us that might be, like, you know, helping with the deployment or, you know, trying to send Winlink emails, those people might want to have backup batteries for their laptops, but it's not, like, requirement of the group for you to, you know, purchase all of this stuff. We're just happy to have people that have their ham radio ticket. So, and then Echo Link is actually like a really easy one. You can just go to your app store from your phone and download the Echo Link app. And then if you look on like repeater book, you can kind of see the name, the call sign of a lot of the local repeaters. And you just put that into Echo Link and you'll be talking on your phone through the repeaters. Echo Link is really easy. Only downside to it, and it's not really a downside, is you're using your phone instead of your radio to get into the repeater. Whereas with like an all-star node, like what I'm using now, I'm still using my radio, but going to like a little Raspberry Pi type computer with an antenna that's receiving the signal and then sending that signal out over the internet to the All-Star Link. I had to put a quarter in for another minute. Hopefully we're not doubling. But yeah, so then, you know, the little Raspberry Pi node also receives what is being sent on the repeater and then plays that back in my, you know, office that my radio can pick up. So it's kind of nice because it's just like I'm using my radio, which is cool. When you spend a lot of money on the radio, you kind of want to use it versus just picking up my phone and using an app. You know, that's less enticing. But yeah, I'll send it back to you.
KSA FKH, yeah, I just looked up the Echo Link app while you were talking and I downloaded it. It sounds like you said, and then looking at, there's a tier on the app that I downloaded to look at all the different features around me and stuff like that. It all seems like pretty cool how this Echo Link stuff works and all that. Just like getting on to, like, just like we're talking on right now, I'm pretty sure this is just a radio to the repeater, you know, just regular analog transmission just for me, but I don't have any echoes going on. I'm pretty sure this is a open FM repeater, but I took the wrong, but I see like,
stuff I'm doing here in the office, and I will
It was great talking to you, and I'll pass it over to you, but I'll probably be clear on your final.
Okay, Dr. Bear, with respect to QSO, though, I mean, I was just going to ask you real quick before we get off, what is QSO stand for? Because I wondered that when I first heard people say it on hand radio, you know, before I got my license, and I was just listening and not transmitting, but I was always hearing people say QSO sometimes. What exactly does it mean if you don't mind really quick? Over.
Yeah, not a problem. QSO is what we're doing right now. We are having a conversation. QSY would be change frequency. QTH would be your home. You know, if you want, jump on Google and type in ham radio Q codes, and you should get a big list of all the Q codes, and they're all derived from CW. Because it was always easier back in the day for people to type in, you know, thanks for the QSO than, you know, typing thanks for the, you know, long conversation and good times, you know. And the same thing with the QTH. My home is, you know, in Michigan. The QTH is in Michigan. You know, it's just a little bit easier to transmit that message with just a couple of Morse code bits and dahs. So, and I'm no expert on all of this, so I could be mistaken at times. So don't grill me too bad if I get something wrong, anyone listening. But all right, I'll send it over to you, KEAWUO.
Okay, this is KFASKH. So, I mean, I really appreciate your help, but like you said, your battery is getting low, you said, and I'm on my balcony right now. I'm about to be approaching my last car, so I'm probably going to put this on the charger here in a second, but like I said, I really appreciate you talking to me today. I did learn a little bit from you today, so like I said, I really appreciate it, and I'll be clear here after your final. This is KFASKH73.
Sounds good, and you're doing great. You're picking up all the lingo and jargon, and you're picking it up fast. So, and you're asking all the right questions. So, keep up the good work, and you know, keep your chin up, and we'll meet again. Otherwise, have a great day. We'll catch you soon. Hopefully, see you at the next in-person meeting, and hopefully, we talk at the next net as well. This is KEAWUO. You have a great day, Ben.
KFASKH. Thank you very much. 73. Over.
This is Kilo Charlie, Charlie Papa Tango. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Papa Tango. Anyone listening? ACH CPT clear.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KYE.
YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, you made it through the three-quarters weekend. Three is enough. How is today? Hopefully better than yesterday at work.
Yeah, actually it wasn't too bad today. It was busy, but we had the manpower to cover the calls, so that's what mattered. It helps. It makes a difference when you got the people.
Yeah, that's the truth. It can be as busy as can be, and as long as, you know, the calls keep coming, and as long as you can send them out, you got the people, and you don't have to juggle or kind of, where am I going to pull a unit from, you're all set to go. You just got to keep track of them all.
Yeah. It was kind of nice. Good change of pace. So it was a good day, though. How was your day?
Yep, I agree with you on the good change of pace there. It's definitely, you got the people, and like you say, you kind of get short during the holidays and start getting down minimum. That makes it tough, but I'm happy in that way for you. But we're doing pretty good here. I helped Mom with some housework. She wasn't feeling the best today. I think some arthritis is acting up, but hey, managed to get stuff done and got on the radio a little bit. Didn't make any contacts, but all good. Got to work on some of the equipment today, so all a good thing.
That's right. At least you got some radio time. That's good stuff. Did you say you made it? You didn't make any contacts, or did you get some contacts today?
Sorry about that. I probably got marbles in my mouth there. No, I didn't make any contacts today. I didn't. And I tried, I tried on the DMR side. I tried the Oakland County. Tried to get into that every once in a while, and tried to get into some of the repeaters that we normally are not in this area. And, maybe they didn't hear me well, or just wasn't anybody on. But that's all right.
Well, and it could be conditions too. I mean, I noticed in the winter the conditions aren't the greatest. I guess it just depends on the snow, but I feel I have better range during the summer than I do in the winter.
Yeah, that seems to be that seems to be the norm for me. It seems like you say, the summer you can seem to be able to get out a little bit better. The atmosphere and such. So, yeah, I got to take those opportunities, I suppose. Boy, I tell you, if I could get a hold of a 10-meter rig with some of the conditions here for the past few weeks or so or months, I'd go for it. But yeah, it is what it is, and we work with what we got and enjoy it. Definitely. Try to pick up the mic now, even if they just get on our repeater and just reach out and if somebody's there, great. If not, just try it again.
Yeah, that's the name of the game there. Try and sometimes you get success and sometimes not. So that's all right. Like I said, there's always tomorrow and another time to give it a try there. So I haven't been on radio too much, but I'm aiming to get on there here again. There's another net that's coming up here, ARPSC net, I believe Wednesday night, every other Wednesday night, 7 o'clock there. For the district, and so it'll be good.
Yeah, I was, I forgot, it was one of the other, I think it was Oakland that was saying they were going to do to do a district 2, a region 2 ARPSCNet. And I wanted to say, I want to say they were talking about doing it on the GM repeater, but yeah, I guess they, Mike wasn't on Thursday night there on OaklandNet, but he said he would mention it a little bit more, so I'll have to kind of be monitoring on that, on Oakland's ARPSC net and see, you know, what the future plans are.
Well, I got the future plans, so I'll send them your way, and you'll have the future plans.
NAWCB. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, he had mentioned it, I think, a couple weeks ago, and like I say, he wasn't on New Year's, but. Yeah, he said he was going to mention future plans, so it sounds like you've got the future plans, and that sounds great. Looking forward to that. We'll have to check it out there, and I think that'll be a good task, and again, just get the group together here in the region.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. They have the District 2 EC meeting today. I wasn't able to attend because of work, but I got a lot of the information there, so it's good. It's a lot of good stuff coming up, and it'll be good to have that type of net and get that information out there. So it's going to be fun.
Yes, I agree with that. It puts everybody together. In this specific region, test the radio equipment out. Working on a specific repeater or that, and you can kind of pass along. Events and things going on, so I like the idea. I'm hoping that it's off and we'll be running.
Yeah, it should be pretty informative and a lot of good stuff there coming up. So it'll be good. And we got our leadership meeting here Monday, so we got more stuff to plan for the year.
Yep, that's right. I believe it. There, everybody's refreshed there from the holidays. It took a little break, and I guess it's the page is turned and calendar is January 2026, and it's off to planning again, and. Hopefully another good year for our group and for even the region and the other groups in the area too.
Yeah, definitely. It's gonna be good. A lot of good stuff to talk about and kind of go over and. I think we felt Brandon here today and going to set up a meeting with him and see how he wants to go and get with this year and pursuing more advances for our group and touch base with him and see how he wants to go and point us in the direction of training and different things. So.
And I'm sure it will be an opportunity, too, to kind of present, the accomplishments over the last year. You can, articulate those in writing, and that way you can, if you haven't already, I'm probably sure you've already done so, and just let him know what the group has done, what's accomplished. where we're at now and where we want to head or where he wants to head, and I think that'll be positive.
Yeah. I'm thinking about possibly getting a membership with Michigan Emergency Management Group. It doesn't even cost that much for the year, and it'd be something worth us having.
Yeah, I believe that would be, I think that would be beneficial to you. Again, getting to know what's going on in the state and other emergency managers, perhaps even, if they bring out any information on amateur radio, whether it's Oxcom or, that ARPSC or that kind of thing, even Skywarn, something that, again, it's a good networking opportunity and know what's even going on through Lansing. So, yeah, if you're able to or whatever, I think it would be a good opportunity.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it would be well worth the money spent and, interact with the group. A lot of it's drug holders and elbows and, getting in the groups and, just who you know and who you talk to and bouncing ideas, networking, it's worth it in that aspect. So it's another thing I want to sit down and talk to Brandon about is, if he recommends that and if there's anything else he'd recommend us doing.
Yes, I agree, and the SPSCS meeting that they hold every year. Also, MEMA holds, if I'm not mistaken, they still hold an annual conference. I went to one. It's been probably about 30 years ago. It was in the old Best Western Conference Center and Hotel down there at 15 in Van Dyke. Of course, that's long gone. But, it was a good conference. I went with some of the Shelby Fire Emergency Management people and fire inspectors. It was a good conference. Enjoyed it very much.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. So, I mean, it's worth it. It'd be good to have. And, it doesn't really cost that much to get a benefit there. So.
Absolutely. And plus, it kind of puts you in the know there as well. And you get the various benefits with those types of organizations, and since this is like an emergency management kind of amateur radio, Oxcom is based off of that, just part of the spoke there in the hub. Absolutely, I think that would be beneficial for you. NAWCB.
Yeah, definitely. So, it would be good to do and look into. A lot of things that we're looking at and we're kind of weighing over and pondering. It'll be good for the team and good for the county. We want to obviously be useful for the county if there is something that's good. The training is important, and where we go with the training, that's essentially important.
Yes, exactly. And, sometimes, too, don't be afraid to, and again, I know you've thought of this, but you know, don't be afraid to review a training. It's like, well, we did this last year or whatever, but maybe it's something that's not used a lot, and maybe it just needs a refresher of that, or you know, new and current what's out there. And again, the training is beneficial. It keeps everybody fresh and informed on you know, and what's going on.
Yeah. If you, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it, and it's easy to forget things, and you practice as if it's going to happen, and practice makes perfect or almost perfect, and you got to keep plugging along and rework it, work it, and then you get it. So works out the bends and breaks there, and fixes everything. So it's good.
Yeah, I don't know how many times, you know, it's obviously been a long time since I took a refresher course in CDR, but even with that, you know, the number of, you know, compressions and, you know, number of breaths and that kind of thing, and even, you know, when I first started years ago, you know, you kind of did, you know, the fist there into the chest to try to start the heart. And, you know, now, you know, you don't even, you know, you wouldn't even think of doing anything like that today. And, you know, just again, number of breaths or mouth-to-mouth or not doing that or face barriers or, you know, that kind of stuff. So again, it changes, and various procedures, medical and, you know, even in procedures in radio, language, plain language, or that, you know, again, it definitely needs that refreshing and updating.
Yeah, that's what practice is for, and, you know, it's just learning, and even with the EMD research, it's like, oh, wait, yeah, I was supposed to do that, I haven't used that in a while, or haven't ran across that yet. So it's what you practice for, and it's what you know, drill into people and try to get it, you know, try to get it down pat. So if something happens, you're not running in circles and panicking, right? But well, Dad, I'm home. I'm gonna head in here for a minute or so and relax. We're gonna head back out, but I appreciate you coming along north with me, and hopefully you guys have a good evening, and we'll talk here soon.
Yes, indeed, yes. So you are off. I got a couple of days off, and I'm glad for you there in that regard. So you enjoy your extra day and your day off there on Monday, and you guys be safe going out. I hear we may be getting a little snow flurries there over the next hour, but be safe out there. But yeah, thanks a lot for the ride along. I enjoyed talking with you tonight. Good conversation. And let you head on in and say hello to everyone and get warm there for a minute before you head back out. But tell everyone hello. 70 degrees and 88 to you and the family. And we'll catch you next time. NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. Actually, mentioned here, we might actually stop by here tonight if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah, that should be okay. We got, I think dinner is going to be brought in tonight, probably after 7, but yeah, that should be good.
Okay, all right, sounds good. We won't obviously stay super long, but anyways, you guys enjoy your evening, and we will see you here soon. This is K8YNU, and you guys have a good evening. 73s and 88s.
WCBE, Clint.
This is KSAFJH, looking for a 6-USO, over. This is KSAFJH, looking for a radio check.
Radio check. If you're hearing me, you're coming in good. This is KEHWUO.
Got you in there and pretty clear here. This is KS8FJ8. I'm transmitting on a Baofeng handheld radio with an alpha power of 10 watts. Over.
Copy that. I think this is Ben again. This is John again. I think we talked earlier. I'm also on a Baofeng now. The other one's on a charger. You can probably hear it echoing in the background. I need to turn it down, but I'm on a Baofeng now too.
Oh, that's nice, John. When did you have the Baofeng for a while, or did you just get him? Over.
I just got them to see what see what they were all about. I don't know, I think I heard something like you're not a true ham radio operator unless you have a UV5R. And so I think I bought like two kits of two radios. So I got four UV5Rs. Two of them I put into a fox hunting fox, and the other two I just have for, miscellaneous reasons for around the house. And like handing out to family and friends and using on FRS frequencies and just playing around with. But it's kind of a throwaway radio, and that's what I like about it. But luckily I haven't had to throw one away yet. So, all right, this is KE8WUO back to KF8FJH.
Got you there. That sounds really awesome. I'm very happy that you got your Baofeng 5R. Those are the original ones. That's the first radio I got, actually. And it was really good, and it operated well. And I really hope you liked it. I've had my UV5R for almost 4 years now, so that's the first 4 years of having it, though. I never used it to transmit or anything like that. I was used to listening to music and stuff like that, but other than that, it's been a great radio for me. I've had no issues with it. It still works. I just don't have the charging dock for it. Over.
Yeah, it gets the job done. The weird thing about cheap radios is that you can't tell that they're cheap when you use them sometimes, because I'm just grabbing this, cheap radio and talking on it, and everything's working. So, you would think everything's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But realistically, if you put it on a scope and look at where all the emissions are going, and seeing if you're actually within band, and if maybe you're breaking the law, but you don't even know. So that's kind of where, like, you just because it works doesn't mean it's working correctly. So do be careful with that discernment. But yeah, no, I think it works great. It's a really cool radio. I try not to use it unless I have to. I have much better radios, but this thing is just sitting on my table when you keyed up, and the other one's on the charger getting charged from earlier. And I was like, I'll just grab this one, turn it on, and I should be able to have the QSO over here. So kind of forgot about this option earlier. But yeah. Yep, the UV5R. Oh, and you have the UV32, which is way nicer than the UV5R.
that thing is sweet. I like the different zones that has and the display where you can actually read what channel you're on a little bit better. And so, yeah, that's a great radio. Over to you, K-E-A-W-U-O.
K-S-A-S-A-H. Yeah, that sounds really just fun. And I'm really glad you, like your radio and stuff. And can you see for me, too? So the radio 504 is really good. I'm not transmitting on it right now. I'm transmitting on the Dolphin DSSA-HP-Pro at the moment. But there are good radios. I mean, I'm actually, I'm going to be honest, I'm actually sitting here on, I'm on a Snapchat call to save time, but I'm on a video call with my girlfriend Sierra. We're both sitting here and I'm having her, I'm teaching her what this hand radio stuff is, so I have her right in front of me on my phone and listening to her conversation. Yeah, but I'm showing her like how it works and stuff like that, basically. Over back to you.
Gotcha, yeah, you know, ham radio is such a cool hobby, and I have fond memories of, you know, just getting my license and getting on the air for the first time and, you know, kind of tuning in to all the local repeaters, and then, you know, it kind of hits you of all the activity that's going on all around you every day in your backyard, at work, and everywhere. There's all these signals that are just bouncing off of everything, and, if you tune into them, you can hear some interesting QSOs and some, you can send text messages and emails and you can do all kinds of stuff, you know, with radio signals. And so it's kind of fascinating because you kind of look at the world a different way, you know, as a new ham. And I am fond of those memories and those times of kind of that big aha moment when you go outside and, you know, you kind of look at the world different as, you know, there's all this activity back here that we can't see. Nobody else knows about it. And it's just right here. It's right here in this room, in this house, in this backyard, wherever you are. There's a lot of radio frequencies bouncing around. So it's cool. It's a cool hobby. And, It's neat to learn about kind of the magic, the voodoo magic of radio. Over to you, Ben.
Well, yeah, I got you there. That sounds really interesting. I mean, honestly, I didn't think about it all the time, but I remember like a year ago, I would think about, man, there's probably so many radio stations, so many radio waves going everywhere, and it's probably just bouncing off of everything, like houses and back into backyards, fences and stuff, like just like what you were saying, like all that stuff, radio waves go, like I'm sure our radio waves that I'm transmitting out of my radio right now are bouncing off of different things, and I don't even know it, you know. It could be that way. Honestly, it's pretty crazy how it works, but yeah, I enjoy the hobby, and it's really, really fun. Over back to you, John.
Yeah, radio waves and propagation is kind of a fascination of mine, and trying to understand what that looks like. What does a radio wave look like? What is it, you know, what does that mean when, you know, there's radio waves bouncing off of everything? And it's very fascinating to learn about and to learn how you can, you know, apply those concepts to achieve interesting tasks. You can calculate, just like with trigonometry, you know, the direction of a signal, if you can receive it in a few different places, you know, based on time of arrival of that signal hitting one antenna over here versus another antenna over here versus hitting another antenna over there. If you look at the time differences between all three of those, you can triangulate a path to where the item is that's doing the transmitting. And then you have like multi-wave propagation where signals will bounce, and you know, so you in your calculations you have to account for that. But it's just neat to see how radio waves work, and you know, you've got a lot to learn. It's a really cool hobby. You know, whatever avenue you like in life, there's a place for that in ham radio, and you can take it as far down the rabbit hole as you want, and you'll never get to the end. There's so much to do in this hobby. It's a great hobby. So I hope you enjoy it. KEAWUO.
KFASJH. Yeah, it's really fun, and speaking about the net we had on Thursday with the net control and stuff like that, I know that there's going to be a meeting on the third week of the third week of the month, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it unless if I ask my mom, but I wanted to come to the in-person meeting. I really want to, but my dad has a bowling league, you know. I live with my dad, so we have, you know, I live with my dad, so he has bowling, you know, from 6 to, like, 10 on those days. So if I can try and get my mother, you know, to come, she doesn't like to go over and do too much for us. So if I can get her, like, to come out of the house, she might be able to, like, come pick me up and take me there. Because I saw where the location is, you know. I have an e-bike, but it's too far for me to go. My parents won't let me. So if I get my mom to do it, I can definitely come there easily. But if I can't get my mom to do it, then I'm not going to be able to come to the meeting, unfortunately. But I'll be able to, like, hear the guys over the radio for all the better net meetings we have and stuff like that. I just want to let you know that, but I'll let you know, like, if we talk again, you know, before that day, which I'm sure we will, and I'll definitely let you know, and if my mom will take me or not, because I'm not really sure yet, but I can check and stuff like that and make sure, but I don't know if I'm going to the in-person meeting or not, so we'll have to see there. Back to you, John.
Okay, yeah, no worries, very good. Gotta do what you gotta do. But, all right, well, I'm gonna keep on plugging away over here, but I hope you and your listener had a nice time, and I'm gonna get back to making a website right now, so it's kind of complicated and demands a lot of attention, so... But I did want to reach out and let you know you're still making it and coming in great. And we'll talk again soon. This is KEAWUO.
Okay, well, I mean, thank you very much, John. I appreciate you talking to me again. But, yeah, this is KFASJH. I'll be clear after your final transmission. Over.
All right, well, have a good one, sir, and enjoy the hobby. You're doing great so far. This is KEAWUO. I will be clear.